Studios. This is ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
Terry and Maria Sarigiano, great musicians, joining us on the program today, and we're going to talk music. Welcome, you guys, to ABQ Connect.
Hey, thank you for having us.
Exactly.
Appreciate it.
You have a fun thing coming up next Friday, July 10th. It's called ABQ God's Talent, second year of a talent show. Tell us about that.
Well, AGT is actually it's a talent search that showcases mid-school through high school students, and they will show that, you know, through audition, and they have to show, you know, they're going to show or share their God-given talent. Have prizes, yes.
Yeah, so you have some prizes.
Yes.
And, you know, as soon as I found out about this a couple days ago when you guys emailed me, I thought, you know, this is something that parents need to bring their kids to.
Exactly.
So it'll be next Friday, 7 p.m. at Hoffmantown Church. Hoffmantown is at 8888 Harper Boulevard Northeast, kind of on the corner over there, the big square that the Albuquerque Academy is on. Beautiful campus.
It's at Ventura and Academy.
Ventura and Academy. I haven't been to Hoffmantown for a while.
Actually, it's San Antonio. They call it Harper now.
Harper. There you go. Well, again, it's a free event, and
correct.
Everybody can go. It's at 7 o'clock. You guys, tell us about the talent search. Again, Maria Sari said it's for middle school students, high school students.
Yes.
Your expectation is that a lot of young people that get involved in music might become part of the worship community,
correct.
Leading worship in various
yes.
churches. And we have amazing worship.
That's right.
And I know that I'm not going to cover the gamut, but mm-hmm. I've seen the worship at Legacy Church. Awesome. I've seen the worship at Citizen. Really, especially I've seen at Citizen, their college and career group that was meeting on Wednesdays. Man, they got awesome worship. I haven't been to a service there for a while. Sagebrush, of course, awesome. Calvary, Albuquerque. And so there's really some neat opportunities to minister to people in music.
Correct.
So this is exciting.
Yes,
we
are very excited.
We know that a lot of kids in mid school and high school don't have any opportunity to do anything where they can really showcase their talents, except to maybe their family or their Sunday school classes or whatever. And so we want to open up a bigger venue for them to do something citywide.
Well, and this is a prime opportunity. Now, this is just going to be for the finalists, though, this particular
event,
right?
Yeah, we've already had the auditions.
So you're going to have 10 finalists?
Yes.
And it'll be a neat show. If you have a child that's really interested in music, high school student all the way down to middle school, maybe even younger.
Correct.
They're going to come out and see these young people performing and maybe stimulate them to get involved. That'd be really neat.
Next year, we'd love to have them audition.
Yeah. Yes. Want to ask you a little bit about your school, the Janow Academy of Music. Tell us about that.
We provide an after-school music program for grades, basically for grades 1 through 12. Because of the COVID, we're kind of limited this year to probably just the piano classes. We have a piano lab that has 20 pianos in it. Each piano is 6 foot apart. And they have their own headphones, and we wipe the pianos down before and after. They have to wash their hands. And so they get the social distancing. They get the cleanliness, but they also get to learn piano. And it's really a great opportunity for a lot of kids. Last year, between the students at Hope and her after-school piano class, I think we had something like 45 or 50 kids involved playing piano.
Tell us about music and what that's meant to you guys.
I knew what I wanted to do the day I was born, I think.
Me too, yes.
And
Your parents involve you in music really early?
Well, no, mine didn't.
Mine, yeah, kind of almost just throwing at me, because my grandfather, you know, both from my mom's side, my dad's side, they were musicians, you know, and teachers, music teacher. But when I was growing up, I was always around music. And my mom one day wanted to just, you know, donate organ, I remember, you know, at the church, and the pastor said, well, thank you for the donation, but nobody can play. And then my mom just says, you play. You're going to learn how to play. Okay. So I was 9 years old, you know, just started playing organ at the church. ever since.
And you had a blast doing
Yes,
it.
Yes, and I at some point I was praying, Lord, maybe I'd like to do this, you know, when I grow up. So.
And now you play in the piano and
yeah.
teach in the piano.
Yes.
Is the piano like your primary instrument?
Yes, but now, I also play other instrument also.
So this is coming from a guy who has no music ability whatsoever.
I don't believe it. But.
Sometimes I think you kind of people are the lucky ones. Because music can be a blessing and it can be a curse in a way. Because if you really love music, you've got to give everything to it if you're going to make it a career. But that doesn't mean you can't just enjoy it and serve your church. But if you go into it for a living, just go into it knowing you're going to be poor for a long time.
Yeah, I will tell you this, though. I know a lot of folks that they're not poor and they do a lot of music.
Yes.
They seem to do better in school.
Correct.
My friends that were musicians always did better in school. Is that common?
It's a direct correlation.
It's been tested, I think, yeah. And, you know, basically a lot of people who've gone through music, you know, and their career, whether they're going to be a doctor or scientist, that really helped their career to, you know, start with the music. So it's very good.
I think that music is also beyond just helping them at school. It helps them emotionally as well. And if they know the Lord and know music, they're going to have a very satisfying life. You're not going to see those kids out rioting and causing mayhem. Mm.
You know, I know this. I don't know if this is this is not on our little list of questions, but I can't help but think about the differences in music between generations. Do you appreciate the younger generation and the type of music that they want to do, or is it hard for you to do that, or do you want them to be, you know, loving the same type of music you do?
I appreciate, because to me it's, you know, it's creation, God's creation. Music comes from God, so he's, you know, the creative, you know, of all. He is the creation, you know, creator. So basically, you know, if you take this music, I mean, they get the influence from the very young age, and then they want to make that even bigger or better, you know. I think that it's awesome, you know. It shows that, you know, God is no limit. You know?
I think one of the things that we prefer kids to learn, though, is instead of learning music one song at a time, we would like them to be educated.
Yes.
And be able to read music and write music.
Mm.
Then whatever kind of music they love, they can spread it to others on paper, orally, playing-wise, and be a professional.
By ears also.
Yeah, by ear is also,
playing.
Yeah. But be professional about it if you're going to go into it.
Well, I'm interested in music because, for example, we have a gentleman on staff here. He's in charge of our education and publishing. His name is Dr. Brian Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you talk to Brian, I mean, you would think, okay, well, here's one of the most straight-laced guys in the whole world, and then he'll tell you about his music career. He was in a post-punk band and, you know, the beats and the rhythms and stuff that he was really into. I listen, I go, that's coming out of Brian Nixon. And then 5 minutes later, he'll show you a composition that he just wrote that's a classical piece.
Yeah.
So that really is reinforcing exactly what you just said. There used to be a pastor on staff here at Calvary. His name is Paul Skazafava. Paul was a speed metal guitarist.
Yeah.
And he had a band called Rapture. And they had a lot of people come to faith in the Lord through the ministry that they did. But he was playing this crazy technical high-speed guitar, electric guitar, and I couldn't even understand it at the time. You know, it was loud and fast. But when I really looked at what he was doing, it was really highly he had to hit every note, you know, or it wouldn't sound good.
Well, God uses different people in different ways, and he speaks to people in many, many ways. There is no one right way. So we appreciate all kinds of music.
So, Terry, let me ask you about when should children get involved in school music, and how do they get in touch with you if parents want to get involved with Janelle Academy of Music?
Well, they can go to our personal website is JANOW4, the number 4, music.com.
music.com, and they can find out about the various classes and things.
Yeah, exactly. Now, we have our website for Albuquerque God's Talent, too. It's abqgodstalent.
And let's remind our listeners, we started the conversation talking about a special event you have coming up next Friday at Hoffmantown Church. It'll be 7 p.m. July 10th. And you're going to have the finals for the ABQ God's Talent Contest. Prizes be given away, but it's a free event for anybody to attend. Parents, bring your kids. It might stimulate them to get really interested in music. Yes. And boy, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's not a lot of things you can do as a family that are free around here, are there?
Sure.
Yeah, it usually costs a lot to take your family out.
Yeah.
But they're more than welcome, and it will be a safe environment, a safe event.
Tell us about that.
Okay, the church, we have a large auditorium, so they've spaced the rows out 6 feet apart. Families can sit together, but if you're not in that family group, you need to be at least 3 chairs away, which is 6 feet, and you have to wear a mask, and we have one of those digital thermometers, and we'll be checking people's temperature when they walk in the door. And so
hand sanitizer.
We're going to do everything we can possibly do to make people safe.
Right. And again, you don't have to have a ticket to attend.
No ticket. It's a walk-in event. You're more than welcome. We'd love to have you.
Well, it sounds like a fun event. I'm in studio today with Terry and Mariasadi Janow, J-A-N-O-W, the Janow Academy of Music. They've also been teaching at Hope Christian School for a really long time. Great reputation with children from young all the way through high school. So we hope people will be excited about this. We've got one more segment with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back on ABQ Connect.
How does KNKT mean business? KNKT is in the business of sharing the gospel. KNKT is also supported by local businesses who we, in turn, encourage you to support with your patronage. Here's Steve Ryman visiting one such business.
We recently had a chance to catch up with Buck Buckner, the owner of Rain Tunnel Car Spa. Here's what he had to say about doing business locally.
Hey, Budge. Car Spa and other local businesses are joining forces to launch a campaign called Local First. It's a call to action to spend our hard-earned money with locally owned businesses. Why local? For every dollar spent at local businesses, the economic impact on our local economy is 3 to 4 times that of the same dollar spent at a non-local entity. With them, profits beyond minor repairs are exported. Local businesses reinvest in the community again and again. Local businesses are completely dependent on community support and thus have a much deeper tie to the neighborhood. Local businesses are as competitive as non-locals. They hire local, promote local, and operate with far less employee turnover. National tenants are not a critical piece of our local economy and arrive only years after local business success. Where are those nationals? Sports Authority, Marcello's, Borders, Raley's, Copeland's, Zia's. Poof. Gone. Legislators, along with American Express, suggest we take one day to buy local. Nice thought. Don't they know our local businesses operate 365 days per year? So think, act, and do local first. Shop local, dine local, wash local, bank local, construct local, search engine local, follow local media. And finally, to increase the coffers for an even greater Albuquerque, keep it local.
To hear your business featured on KNKT, email advertise@knkt.com.
You're listening to KNKT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect with Jim Williams.
The Janow family, Terry and Mariasadi, are in studio with me today. They own the Janow Academy of Music, and they are bringing ABQ God's Talent event to Hoffmantown Church, 7 p.m., Friday, July 10th. Hoffmantown is at 8888 Harper Boulevard Northeast, up by Ventura and Harper. And it's always tricky in Albuquerque because the name of the streets change about every 3 miles. So
yeah, San Antonio becomes Harper.
Becomes Harper.
At Wyoming.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why we do that. It's just to trick us. And the older I get, sometimes I think I'm starting to get that sometimers because I'm looking for a street. To the left, it's correct, and to the right, it's a different name. So want to make sure everybody knows how to get to Hoffmantown Church. Beautiful facility. They are doing everything they can possibly do to make sure that it's safe based on, you know, the recommendations from the CDC and the state of New Mexico. So social distancing, chairs are spread apart. It's going to be a nice, safe event for you and your family, and it's free.
That's the best part.
Yeah. Hey, talk to us a little bit about who's come alongside you and helping you sponsor this event, Terry.
We have two main sponsors besides Jane O. Academy of Music, and that's Hoffmantown Church and Hope Christian School. And they've both been wonderful in helping us organize, audition, fundraise. They've done everything they can. But we've also had corporate sponsors like Chick-fil-A, Bibles Plus, WEX, Stonebridge Construction, Deerholt Automotive.
Music on the West Side.
Music on the West Side. And, you know, these are companies that they didn't have to help us, but they donated their money, and it helps us pay for the sound guys, the lighting. You know, there's a lot of expenses.
The judges.
Well, you're not just putting on kind of a mediocre event.
No.
You're trying to be excellent.
Yes.
And really put on something neat for the young people, because they're going to be the future worship leaders.
Correct.
Of Albuquerque, right?
Amen. We're praying for that.
that's our whole focus here, is just let's get kids involved in their churches. Let's bring up the future orchestras, the future bands, the future singers,
worship teams, choir.
Yeah, we want that.
You want to influence them in their lives, yeah. You know. For the glory of God.
So it has nothing to do really with us or the church. We want God to lead us through this and let everything that happens be to His glory.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I know that I mentioned to you earlier, my mother is a music teacher, and she played the bassoon in what we have, it used to be called the Civic Light Orchestra. Mm-hmm. Now it's something different, right?
Yeah.
Symphony, Youth Symphony.
No, it's not the symphony. It's called the Philharmonic now.
Oh, okay.
But I want you to know, I know this is an event. You're trying to do something for Christian kids. There's some other talent shows available for the entire community, but you'd really like to expand this into a statewide.
Absolutely.
Deal.
God's willing. We're praying over this. We both talk about this. We don't want to go ahead of God. You know, if He wants us to just take it slow and just, you know, really walking through.
The obstacles to that are simply getting the word out, letting people know. How do they get involved? You know, how do they audition if they're in Las Cruces or Roswell or Hobbs? And the logistics behind it. We still haven't figured all that out, but we will.
Yeah. Well, and I suspect if somebody from Hobbs wanted to get involved in your event next year, you'd probably figure out a way to do that. So
yeah.
It's not like you're going to say, well, you have to wait 2 years, right?
No, if they want it, we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
In fact, there was one contestant was asking.
Yeah, we've actually had a couple of people
audition
from Las Lunas this year and one from Berlin. And we're actually, they didn't make the top 10, but they were good enough to where they were young. They were only in middle school. So we're going to actually let them perform while the judges are deliberating.
So I'm going to attempt to make an analogy here, Terry. I'm not sure. I'll probably fall right on my face. But since I have no music ability, I have to give a sports analogy here. So if I look at a young person that is in middle school as, say, a basketball player,
mm-hmm.
they can't really compete
right.
with a high
right.
school student that is a basketball player because of the physicality.
Right.
They might have a ton of skills, which
yes.
they do. Mm-hmm. I mean, many times. I look at athletes today. In fact, my friend Marty Seiss, he's a local State Farm agent, but he's been running basketball camps and things in the community for about 20 years. Marty's writing a book right now about basketball, and we observe that the athletes today, you know, I I was in high school 40 plus years ago. I won't say exactly, but the athletes today are so much better. I want to ask a two-part question. Are musicians in middle school, can they be as good as a high school student?
Yeah, even better sometimes. It depends how much, you know, training that they have gotten. Because, you know, if you started early, you know, your middle school, even elementary, and they stick with it until, through high school, which I have had that many students doing that, you know, with me, and they're monster in terms of the way, their skill, as opposed to, you know, high school student, they just started. But that doesn't mean they don't have hope, you know, because they're still able. It depends how much where you want to put into the time that you wanted to practice and, you know, really their determination for them to get better, you know, to be excellent.
Okay, you both have been musicians. Maria Sari, you're a pianist mm-hmm. and organist. And Terry, you play the saxophone, right?
I play woodwinds.
Okay.
I was with Lawrence Welk for a couple of years.
Is that right? With the bubbles and everything?
The bubbles and everything.
Okay, now I just dated myself, Terry, but so did you, brother.
Yeah. Well, I turned 70 years old in a week, so yeah.
Hey, that's congratulations. Okay, so here's my question. Are the musicians today, are they more advanced than you guys were at this time?
Depends, you know.
They have better resources to learn these days. We didn't have MP3 tracks. We didn't have the music books that are in the stores. We didn't have, online courses.
YouTube.
Yeah, we didn't have YouTube. And so the kids today, if they're into it, they can go past where we were at easily.
Yeah. Well, I'm fascinated with the way music develops. You can look at generations and you can see the different things that are going on. I want to remind all of our listeners that the ABQ God's Talent Contest Finals are on Friday, July 10th, 7 p.m. at Hoffmantown Church. All the COVID-19 precautions are being taken. I think it's going to be a safe event. It's free for families and their children to attend. If you have a child that's interested in music and you think that they might down the road want to have a career in music, mm-hmm. they may even want to do some ministry in music. This is going to be a contest that might really motivate them. And are you planning to do this every year?
We hope so.
Yeah, God's willing.
If this was going to do exactly what you wanted it to be, what would it be here in 5 years?
We would be supplying a lot of churches with a lot of young talent that's going to lift up and benefit the community. We want to benefit Albuquerque and eventually benefit the state
also.
And influence young people with a Christian outlook.
Mm. Tell us how parents and maybe even church leadership can get in touch with you about this program, ABQ God's Talent.
Just go to our website and contact us. I can give you my phone number. I'm happy to talk to anybody.
Okay, give out the phone number and then give us your ABQ God's Talent website one more time.
505-238-2966.
2966. And what's the ABQ God's Talent website?
It's ABQGODSTALENT.com. ABQGodsTalent.com.
That is fantastic. Terry and Maria Sari Janow, they own the Academy of Music, Janow Academy of Music, and they've been visiting with us this afternoon about their special event. Again, one more time, the ABQ God's Talent Contest Finals. 10 people they're going to see performances from?
Yeah, you're actually going to see 13.
Oh, good.
Because three of them aren't in the finals. They're going to be performing while the judges are determining the winner of the finals.
What a great opportunity for them to do that. And this is hopefully going to happen every year. Mm-hmm. You guys would love sponsors to come alongside. You'd love a lot of young people to get involved in music, audition for this contest. You're going to give out some prizes.
The first prize gets $300.
Hey, that's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
ABQ God's Talent Contest Friday, July 10th, 7 p.m. at Hoffmantown Church. And you can go to abqgodstalent.com for more information. Thank you guys for joining us today on ABQ Connect.
We appreciate you.
We will be right back with Daniel Aragon, Parchment's Bookstore, right after these messages.